Brian Helsworth on this gorgeous Veterans Day. A year ago, as Monsignor Kowicki said, we had snow and ice. I remember that. Today, we're here for the groundbreaking of the Gold Star Monument Memorial right on the grounds of the Missouri Capitol. Sharon Naught is with me to my right, and a Gold Star mom, Sandy DeRaps, is with me to my left. Sharon, I'll start with you. Beautiful ceremony. Everything about it was fantastic. You guys are still raising money for this monument, for the benches. What is the aim? What's the cost? And what have you raised so far?
Well, the monument itself plus benches will be about $75,000. We would like to raise at least $125,000 for maintenance over the years. We've raised close to $30,000 already, so we feel really confident, and we really haven't had the word out yet until today, the groundbreaking. So we think there's going to be a lot of donations after this.
What does this mean to you? What does this mean for veterans to have this? As you mentioned, only five capitals have something similar. We'd be one of them.
Yeah. It means a lot to me, but I think since Sandy is a Gold Star mother, I can't imagine what it would mean to her, and she probably can explain that better than me.
Yeah, let's bring in Sandy DeRaps. She lives in Jamestown up in central Missouri, just north of California. Your son, I'd like to ask you what this means. Your son, you're wearing his dog tags. Your son died in Iraq in 2006. He was only 19 years old, ma'am.
Yes. He was a very good kid. He went to Boy Scouts. He was an Eagle Scout. He went right into the Marines after high school, and he was a happy kid. He did his engineer school. And he died for our country, yes.
What is your son's, what would this mean to your son to see this? I know you kind of choked up talking about it, so forgive me for asking. Whatever you can share with us, what this would mean for your son.
Well, I think he would want other people to always remember that freedom is not free, and how important it is to remember them who went before us, and all the sacrifices that they have made, and their families, to get him to that point. And we just miss him, but we know we'll see him again.
Yeah, it means so much. He's still with you.
Yes, when you remember them and you do things for others, that's happiness right there.
And I guess my last question, I'll give you guys both the final word. I thought, Sharon, you made a really great point when Sandy was up speaking as well, and you pointed to that monument, and you mentioned the silhouette. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the silhouette and what that kind of symbolized. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, it's of the soldier that never did return, that, you know, we will remember that person, soldier, that did not return, but he gave us our freedom. Yeah. And Sandy might elaborate on that, too.
Yes. Well, it's just to remind us that he's still in our lives, but he's just not with us right now, and that just to remember them and honor them and to remember that war is terrible and try to have peace in our own family and lives.
Yeah. Sandy and Sharon, is there anything I didn't bring up about your son, obviously, or the memorial or today's ceremony? Feel free if you want to mention something.
Yeah, we're so honored to be able to bring this monument to the Capitol grounds. And I always tell Sandy and everyone else that it was kind of a sign from God, because we knew the Bicentennial Bridge was going in, and we were going to do something for veterans. And Chris Jarbo, Operation Bugle Boy, he has been talking about this monument for many, many years. And so I told Chris, I said, I think we have something for you. And it just started from there. And so we're excited to bring it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Sandy, anything you'd like to add?
Well, it'll be wonderful for when people come visit the Capitol that they can honor the soldiers and the people that have gone before us and enjoy Jeff City. But it'll be wonderful for school kids to come down and learn, too.
So. As you know, we have probably 4,000 or more students that come through the Capitol every year.
Yes.
And this will be a reminder to them that what their fathers, mothers, uncles, and aunts paid the price so that they could be free.